Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you must be near for Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
How are
you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm
going to request move greet your brethren.
You
move to welcome them. Yes. Have a word you move to tell them. And you heard it from the morning. Yes. Not that you've just heard now. That you heard from the morning. Yes. Let's see whether you are in network with the Holy Spirit. Lest our shepherds, they have come to preach to you. And you are off network. Pick them to a word you've spent a day through with. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're
finished to tell them that what?
Kati mugambe.
Now tell them.
Ntina ye.
That but.
Okuwangula obulungi.
To overcome very well.
Okuwangula obulungi.
To overcome very well.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus Amen. Much.
Okuwangula obulungi.
To overcome very well. You must know the territories where God put you on this world. And you overcome God there. And you know in the nations where you've passed. You overcome the gods there. And you know even where you ended up to. You overcome gods there. And you remain serving God who created heavens and earth. Yes. You know we have territories. Others. That they have a ganda. But they married. In the Banyoro. And they went to also join on gods of those places. As James had gods of his forefathers on the river side. And when he married
Rebecca.
Rachel and Rebecca. Yes. One came with the gods of that place. When they reached Egypt, they were also gods there. As they went to Canaan, there too were gods in that land. Now they had to decide who they will serve.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I'm not speaking many words about it.
When
time will come, I'll speak to you out very well. But in the Acts chapter 17, you can write them down, begin your research by the Spirit of God. Verses 23. To enter verse 29. We have territories, we all. These are clans, nations, and tribes. Where we are reached.
But
when we reach in those places, we find gods who took over those territories. But why we have been put there to seek for the true God. Now we find a great confusion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you connect it with Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 and 15, And the Lord told them, choose you today whom you will serve. Now the Spirit of the Lord spoke basically the judge Joshua. He told him, tell them to choose whom they will serve. Whether gods, their forefathers in the lands they came from, or the gods of Egypt,
they are
gods of their forefathers where Abraham came from the rivers, or the gods of Egypt, or the gods of the land they had gone to,
and
told them, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord our God. You see the groupings of God which are there, those you can be struggling, fighting with.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet at times you may not know. Because when they reach the land of Canaan, in Judges, chapter 2, the angel of the Lord come down and tell them, I told you to take away the gods of this land and you refused. Now they have become a thorn to you. Have you understood me well? If you've not understood those things, they can hinder you to serve the true God. Praise Jesus much. Many times if you know the tribe through which God reached you, or a clan, even a language, it helps you fight many things and you overcome them. You have a headedness, you don't know the root of it, where you got it. But the children of Israel staggered much with those things, and they fought much with them, and they bounced back to them every time. Praise Jesus much. So if you know all those God who never created the heavens and earth, you join them all together, and you deny them once, and you put them aside all once, yes,
you
hand them to hands of angel Abaddon of the chains,
first
giving them to angel Michael who persecuted them. Angels of the chains weld the Abaddon. And you send them angels of fire. Cut off all their networks and burn all their powers of darkness. And then you settle to serve the true God. You too, at times, things which may be are troubling you. And there are gods you never knew, territories where you passed. Blood of your forefathers and mothers. And some shifted from Bunyoro. They came to Buganda. And they also found gods there. Praise Jesus much. Now, drama is right there which keep on persecuting you. But all those, after you know those verses how they are, the lineages of people, lineages, yes. You can cancel each one of them once, and you retain God who created heavens and earth. Now Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10 to 11, get single out all gods who never created heavens and earth. You know they usually begin to speak that their lineage. Yes. Now when you hear all those, you say fine. You came from where and where and where. You get all together. Praise Jesus much. Now it helps you to totally change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh no.
Amen. You're not going to reach much there. Though there is a lot to know there. Praise Jesus much. Because we have to move on to redeeming time. Because campaign revival is about to reach.
Campaign revival and restoration eri kumulyanga.
Campaign revival and restoration right at the door.
Atende katika za fezo mutindo.
In our standard strategies. We've not yet finished them.
Atena fili tunakwe arrangement.
Yet we too have not arranged ourselves each where they are supposed to stand. Now we want to use this time that we finished God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. I am by name and voice
Ronald Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God
and
to move rich unto you God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call. Praise Jesus much. And in this time on, still move to pass through in the summary the sixth standard strategy of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Which is known as the harvesters of spirits. To get them from this earth. Harvesters of human spirits to get them from this earth, to take them back to heaven, saving them from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the first government
is
God's heavenly governments on the earth.
It
has a responsibility to see that the things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And the counsel of God in heaven is established on the earth. Praise Jesus much. And the second government that we read of well,
government,
and it is God's government and governments of the earth, or you call it the central government of God's heavenly governments on the earth. And we say what it's called, the central government. It's there to reconcile governments of the world with God's heavenly governments on the earth, which works through His embassies on the earth, the holy churches of God on the earth. Together, to declare to governments of the world that God rules 99% in their government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we decided to first know in the summary
department,
the eight departments which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we've come passing through them
department,
and we saw the first department of the Holy Church of God on the earth, with the divisions in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We saw the second department of the deacons and the bishops, responsible of the order, even decency and peace in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
And
they're also responsible for the services of God to manifest the Holy Church of God on the earth. Then we saw the third department, department of the judges, judges of Holy Church of God on the earth, who give us all the light of the laws, of the commandments,
amateka,
the laws,
emisangu,
judgments, statutes and the ordinances of God, to be able to give us the holy marriage,
family,
holy family, and the holy church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Atentuaraba department ya
Again, we saw of the fourth department.
Department,
department of elders of Holy Church of God on the earth. Those responsible to reveal us the secrets of the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God in the kingdom of heaven, and they reveal us secrets of entire heavens to draw it to us
that
we can inherit it. Praise Jesus much. When we finish, we move to the fifth department. Department of the brethren, the musicians. The musicians or the singers. Praise Jesus much. They lead us that we can praise and worship God in spirit as we led by the Holy Spirit, even in truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we together? All those, you wrote them down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
we went to the sixth department.
Department,
department of the teaching priests. In the Holy Church of God on the earth. Those with the responsibility to reveal the full knowledge of God. It's the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God. It is the glory of God. And to reveal the works of the hands of God in the entire heavens and all the earth. Even the entire new heavens and the new earth. We've read all that to together. Praise Jesus
Department.
And we moved to the seventh department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of the holy angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth. Yes. The angels and they are in seven groups. They are represented by seven teaching priests right on this earth. And they have two trumpets each to be able to command double portion of Holy Spirit. There are many things we've studied about there. In this day we want to summarize on the issue of department of holy angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus mind. Today we want to see the heading saying like this: the seven groups of the angels. There are seven codes. Seven groups of angels. There's seven
codes.
And the seven priests who represent them on the earth. And the seven priests who represent on the earth. As they stand before God. The seven spirits of God. Yes. Right there we can handle them and wrap them up well. Yes. We have seen well seven divisions of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I'm going to repeat for you. Seven groups of angels. There are seven codes. And there are seven priests who represent on the earth, who stand before God, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Write down very well. We move with all revelation by the Spirit of God. Look to your neighbor if you are finished. You see whether they have written down well. One without a book and then you tell them, these things, we do them like this. Of becoming disciples of Christ. to commit to the faithful people, these words will be able to teach them to others. Don't be shamed, but next time, come with a book. You be a disciple of truth. Praise. Tell them, come with a book, the pen, the Bible, even prepare books of the Holy Spirit, like their mind, their heart, even their inner man. You have a new member there.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Lift up a hand, you have a new person and they're next to you. Yes. Have you told them well?
Okay.
Okay. Tell them we will come in the name of our Lord Jesus. Yes. And we love you so much. We know you are brethren. The child of God is in heaven. We don't have any segregation. Whether tall or short, whether small or big, whether clans or tribes, we are of the house of God. The language you want is what you should use as long as we all understand it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So we want to move on with seven groups of angels. There are seven courts
presenting
and the seven priests who represent them on the earth, who stand before the eyes of God, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It needs us to know those. When we know seven groups of angels, this you cannot eat down. That when we know seven groups of angels, you've been able to understand seven divisions of responsibilities of holy angels on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
When we know seven groups of angels, we've been able to understand seven divisions of responsibilities of holy angels in the holy church of God on the earth. Yes. If we move to understand them well, as we've come to study about them, praise Jesus much. So these groups of angels, they are seven, as we first understood. According to how we saw in Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. When we first saw seven commanders with seven trumpets, let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 8 verse
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
These seven groups of angels, each group has a commander. And he has a trumpet of God. And he stands before the Lord, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they have a captain who has the balls of the praises of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have a captain who has the balls of the plagues of God, to be able to supply to thousands of angels, according to Revelation chapter 15. Verses 1 and 2. And he says this. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1.
Bamalaika musanvu, ngabalina ibonyo bonyo musanvu, ebyenkomerero, Kubanga mwebio, obusungu bwa Katonda mwebutuukirira.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is concluded the wrath of God. Yes. Other seven angels. These are captains. These are captains. Of seven groups of angels. And they have bolts of the weapons of the praises of God. That if the commander commands, if the commander of each group, he gives a command, he commands the captain over every group. And then he supplies weapons of the praises of God onto these seven groups of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But right here on the earth, as we saw these holy angels encamp, where there are holy churches of God on the earth,
yes,
praise Jesus much. We put there seven priests. And we give them two trumpets each to represent the angel who is in command, even the captain, even be able to command double portion of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
That is why we were told in Joshua chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, and he says this.
Joshua esule yomukaga norunyiriri olomukaga.
Joshua chapter 6 from verse 6.
Joshua omwana wa Nuni naita bakabona nabagamba ati musitule sanduko yendagano. Joshua omwana wa Nuni naita bakabona nabagamba ati musitule sanduko yendagano. Era bakabona musanvu basitule ngombe musanvu ezama yemba agendi gensajja bazikulembeze sanduko ya Mukama.
And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord.
Olinyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Nebagamba abantu nti muyite mwetolole ekibuga.
And he said unto the people, pass on and march around the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When you read in Joshua chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, it shows seven priests holding seven trumpets to represent angels, the seven commanders who have the seven trumpets. But in the verse 7, we see those armed with weapons to represent seven angels who have weapons of the plagues of God. That's why we give these priests two trumpets, or to put their other seven priests and them to have two trumpets, and they can be 14 priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But there is a reason why
bakomanda
the commanders of the angels, even the captains, together with priests who represent them on the earth, why they appear seven? Because they stand before the seven eyes of God, the seven spirits of God. Are we together? There is a reason why commanders of the angels with the trumpets, they are seven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era lwaki?
And why?
Abakulembeze baba malaika bano.
Captains of these angels.
Abo bali musanvu.
Them to seven.
Era waliwo ensonga.
And there is a reason.
Lwaki ne bakabona abali presenting abali musanvu?
Why priests who represent them they are seven.
Okusobola okulabikanga bayimira maaso ga Katonda.
To be able to stand before the seven eyes of God.
Emyo musanvu ya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Amwe bawerereza.
And they minister through them.
Okawandise bulunja.
Have you written it down well?
We got to andike ensonga.
Now we write a reason.
Lwaki ba malaika abaduumizi?
Why angels the commanders?
Abaina makondero musanvu.
Who have seven trumpets?
Bali musanvu.
They are seven.
Era lwaki?
And why?
Abakulembeze baba malaika.
The captains of these angels.
Bali musanvu.
They too are seven.
Nebibya musanvu.
With seven balls of the praise of God.
Era lwaki?
And why?
Bakabona abali presenting akunsi.
Priests who represent them on this earth.
Bali musanvu.
Them two are seven.
Na makondere musanvu.
With seven trumpets.
Emirundi ebiri.
Times two. Yes.
Esongezo nokubanga uzimani.
All those reasons you must know them.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga Yesu manya ba malaika
kagubali. You know angels how they are.
Utandiko kolagana nabo.
And you begin to work with them.
Muweleza mukama anga
bitu se tulaba. God as we've come seeing.
Ne bakuweleza.
As they serve you.
Ne waruwa ichituuka waruwa ba nobody itakunsi.
A point it reached there those meant to bring them on this earth.
Bakabona abayigirisha.
The teaching priests.
Uliyoko utandiko kolagana nabo.
And you begin to relate with them.
Boba ino kubanga manya byobuzima byonna.
They must know all the depth what concerns them.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekibabeezo omusanvu.
Why they appear seven?
Asobola okuyimirira mu maaso ga Katonda omusanvu.
That they can stand before the seven eyes of God.
Emyo omusanvu ya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kusinira bwetu wawuliddeko.
According how we heard.
Mukubikuli besuleyo munana.
In Revelation chapter 8.
Olunyoro okubiri.
Verse 2.
Agamba bwati.
And he says this.
Okubikuli besuleyo munana n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Revelation chapter 8 verse 2.
Nendaba malaika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
And I saw seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Yes.
Bayimirira mu maaso ga Mukama.
They stand before God.
Bagamba before.
You know before.
Kiyingira mu maaso ga Katonda.
It involves the eyes of God.
Bayimirira mu maaso ga Mukama.
They stand before in his eyes.
Mu maaso ge.
Before
God,
before God as English said,
and not before his eyes,
and not before his eyes. You stand in his eyes. Remember these eyes. They are the seven spirits of God. According to Revelation, chapter 5, and the verse 6. And he says this. Revelation chapter 5 verse 6.
Nendaba wakati wentebe nebiramu ebina na wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiganga ayimiridde ngafanana nge yattibwa ngalina mayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu jemye yo musanvu ejja Katonda ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld and lo in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb although it had been slain having seven horns and seven eyes which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Yes.
Nti okuyimira maso ga Katonda.
To stand in the before the eyes of God.
Oyimiride wasuwe myoyo yo musanvu.
Under his seven spirits.
Namukorere emirimu
jonna. And you walk through them all the work.
Kubanga emyo jino omusanvu.
Because these seven spirits.
Jikora maso ga Katonda omusanvu.
Which make up the seven eyes of God.
Jeyaka maso gentebe ya Katonda.
They are what speech band before the throne of God. Yes.
Aha.
Sure. You've understood me very well.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga kubikuli besura yakunonyirwa kutanbwati bwayogera.
Because Revelation 4 verse 5 this is how he says.
Okubikuli besura yokuna nolunyiriri olokutano.
Revelation chapter 4 verse 5.
Nekuntebe ngakuvako kumyansa na malobozi nokubwatuka. Netabaze musanvu ezo muliro ngazaka masoge ntebe. Jemye yo musanvu ejja Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. We have told you there is a reason why angels, the commanders with the seven trumpets, they are seven. Praise Jesus much. And why angels, the captains, who have balls of the praises of God, seven of them, them too, they are seven. And there is a reason why priests who represent them on the earth, them too, they are seven. Because they stand before the seven eyes of God, they are the seven spirits of God, through which they have to minister. And they have not gone beyond those boundaries.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we began with Revelations 8 verse 2. And
he
said, I saw seven angels who stood before God, having seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But I wanted you to understand that to stand before the eyes of God, it means you've stood before his seven eyes, the seven spirits of God sent in the all earth, even the entire heavens. Is it not that? Yes.
But
when we read Revelations chapter 5, verse 6,
and
it says, so the Lamb of God, having seven horns and the seven eyes,
and
they are the seven spirits sent in the all earth, yet they pass before the eyes of God. Praise Jesus much. Before the presence of God. Praise Jesus much.
It's
Revelations 4 verse 5. I saw seven lamps of fire burning before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much.
So bamalaika bano abaduumizi.
So these angels, the commanders, the seven who have seven trumpets, angels, the captains, the seven of them,
who
have balls of the praises of God, seven of them, even their teaching priests will present them on the earth, they stand before the seven eyes of God and the seven spirits of God sent in the all earth. Through that is where they do everything they do. It helps us to differentiate them, for we do not expect an angel going to come and speak things which don't hold wisdom, and there is no understanding. There is no counsel of God. There is no power of God. There is no knowledge of God. And they don't bring fear of God to hate evil. And
it
don't bring glorification of God in the spirit of the Lord. For these seven spirits have the spirit of wisdom or the eye of wisdom. And we have the spirit of understanding that we call the eye of understanding. And we have the spirit of counsel, we call the eye of counsel. We have the spirit of might that we call the spirit of the eye of might.
And
we have the spirit of knowledge, we call the eye of knowledge of God.
And
we have the spirit of fear of the Lord, we call the eye of the fear of the Lord. And we have the spirit of the Lord, we call the eye of the Lord, the eye of the spirit of the Lord. Now all these, the angels, They have not a way they can confuse us. If you understand, they stand before the eyes of God. These eyes, there are seven. They are the seven spirits of God. Which angel come out to speak foolishness? For example,
there is an
angel who came down in the year 512 when Islam began. Yes.
It's
called angel. Gabriel. That's right. And he came in the name of angel Gabriel. But what he spoke never held understanding. For he said that sun, it goes fall down in the mud. It comes out in the morning from that mud. Yet the sun never falls. It remains in the firmament, rotate from there. He spoke things of not understanding. Because in understanding, God, he put the sun in the firmament of the heaven. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 up to 16, the firmament is no mount where it can go fall there. Yes. The same angel Gabriel with his colleagues in the book of Quran, he said that in Jannah they are going to marry 70 virgin women. Yet in the understanding of angels, holy angels, in Mark 12:25-27, in heavens we shall be like angels, no marrying, neither getting married there. Even the bodies we shall have, and they are of angels, we
do
not have these parts which trouble us to marry. Angel Gabriel differed from the angel Gabriel.
For
Gabriel understands well scriptures. Gabriel does not understand them.
Sure.
You see that? Now because we're going to welcome army of angels, as always we welcome it, and we have to work with it.
We
must know whatever concerns them very well.
We
understood there are also fallen angels who are chased from heaven and they loiter on this world. Are we together?
So
these seven spirits, according to Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2, they tell us like this. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
N'omwoyo gwa mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera, omwoyo gwa kuteesa n'amaanyi, omwoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Yes. In Isaiah chapter 11, in the verse 2, tell you the names of the seven spirits. They are the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The first spirit they have told us is the spirit or the eye of the wisdom of God. The spirit or the eye of the wisdom of God. They are to demonstrate the wisdom in the word of God. Yes.
I'm
going to write a little note there. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've been told the first is the spirit or the eye of the wisdom of God. And it's responsible over the wisdom that's in the word of God. According to Jeremiah chapter 8, verse
8,
even the verse
9,
and he says this.
Jeremiah
chapter 8, verse 8.
Mwogera mutyan tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye laba ekalamu ey'obulimba eyabawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie.
Olinyolomwenda.
Verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengetererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama. Era magezi ki agali mu bo?
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes.
Kwegamba omwoyo.
The spirit.
Obeerisi ly'omwoyo wa magezi.
Or the eye of the spirit of wisdom of God.
Ivunaizo ku magezi gokka gali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Possible the only wisdom that in the word of God.
Era tusubire malaika yenna.
Do not expect an angel.
Ava mbinja malaika omusana.
Coming from seven groups of angels.
Ibitambulira wansi wa maso ga Katonda omusana.
Moving under the eyes of the seven eyes of God. The seven spirits of God.
Kujja kusikunana tani ko kugera ibitategeye.
To come on this earth speak things not clear.
Batibikwatagana byandi
kwa bitu. They do not connect with holy scriptures.
Soka
We first asked him where they were written.
Wanji,
are we together?
Number 2.
Number 2.
Omoyo oberi sirio kutegera kwa Katonda.
The spirit or the eye of understanding of God.
Omazo kuandika.
Have you written down?
Bano bakwasaganya order yokubulira mu ekigambo kya Katonda.
This connect the order, handle the order of preaching the word of God.
Yetuitalism.
We call it the rhythm.
Imoya kwasaganya order.
The spirit who handles the order or the rhythm
yokubulira mu ekigambo kya Katonda.
Through which we preach the word of God.
Ebirago bibiri kubina.
2-4 commands.
Tugambye omoyo omoyo oba eriso lyokutegera kwa Katonda.
The spirit or the eye of understanding of God.
Ngona kwasaganya order.
This handles order.
Obumbara gukubira mu ekigambo kya Katonda.
Or the rhythm of preaching the word of God.
Ebirago 2:10 n'okudda waggulu.
2-4 and above commands.
Ebirago 2:10 n'okudda
waggulu. 2-4 and above commands.
Enyiriri 2:4 n'okudda waggulu.
2-4 and above verses.
Okuva mu ndagaano empya n'enkadde.
From the Old and the New Testaments.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Ono kitegeeza.
Now it means
that wali malaika yenna.
See, there is no any angel.
Ngava mbinja malaika omusa.
Coming from seven groups of angels.
Najanga tasubula kuwasaganya.
And it cannot connect that.
Nagabu gambi. Mukama agambi.
And he say God has said.
Unywa amazi amatukufu.
Drink holy water.
Ngawe kyawandikibwa
awanewa. It is written where and where. Have you understood me well? You need to be serious at this point. That's why I teach with carefulness.
It's
going to move more in teachings here. Yes. For Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 27, he says like this.
Omubulizi esule yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu musanvu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 27.
Laba kino kyennalaba bwayogere omubulizi nga nteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga.
Behold, this have I found, says the preacher, adding one word to another to find out the reason. Yes.
Omubulizi omutuufu.
The rightful preacher.
Moyo mtukufu yakulira mu nsonga.
Holy Spirit is leading us in these issues.
Abantu gaulido tuulira moyo chaagambe.
They say we hear what the Spirit tells the church.
Agamba ntukusubula okulita ensonga zebi.
Able bring a reason of things.
Ugate chigambo cha kuna kuchigambo cha Katonda.
A word of God to a word of God.
Kwe kugamba.
It is to say that.
Echiragiro kuchiragiro.
Command by command.
Echiragiro kuchiragiro.
Command by command. You don't give us one command. Join for us very well, we understand. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Join to us a number of verses. 2-4 and above of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. from the Old and the New Testament. Because many times fallen angels, when they appear to people,
at
times he picks out one scripture that in the Old Testament they gave their sacrifice for sins. Go slaughter this hen. Yet, when we connect with New Testament, sacrifice and offerings never was not pleased of them. Both each were burnt offerings, and they didn't take away sin. Now we find Angel Gabriel. I speak the one of the Muslims. Brethren, the Muslims. They have remained sacrificed slaughtering. Slaughter the goat, the sheep, and animals. That is slaughter them to God. Gabriel, does he understand? I'm not abusing. According to the ways of these angels. In the seven groups they come from. And they stand before the seven eyes of God, the seven spirits of God. And they have to work under the seven spirits. They should not go beyond them. They are the seven ways of God. Go beyond them, you've headed elsewhere. These are easy to spot. Very easy. They are trying to visit here. Those fallen angels,
if
the holy ones, we ask them questions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9 even 10, he says this.
Isaiah chapter 28
verse
9, era ni gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa ababaleseeyo okuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from breasts. Verse 10,
kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono au katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. What is preached is being preached. But whom we make to be not to know them, and whom we cause to understand them. And he said, the way to make you get to understand them, they have to be 2, 4 and above commands. Don't allow anyone who says he's a servant of God, and they bring one command, reading it from the scriptures, and they say that do it.
For
they are commands phased out in the old covenant, and we are fulfilled, and we no more can do them. Giving sacrifice, first fruits, for the firstborn was offered. And if you do not know, any servant that brings understanding, it's no angel still who can come. And he cannot give us 2, 4 and above commands from the Bible. And he said, God has sent him. Must able give 2, 4 and above verses.
On
that God has sent him on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. And it needs him to give us in the Old and the New Testament, or to give us in only New Testament or Old, but commands more than 2. You know, they charged and told us, though an angel say comes from heaven, if he bring another gospel, let him be cast. Yes. We cast him immediately. First, the angel Gabriel, we cast him immediately.
It caused
many people to error. entered into them in Islam. And their worship, this they don't understand. God is in one direction. He's in the east. In the east. And they look there, all animals, they smell, they look them in that direction.
In
all scriptures, God fills everywhere. Even his spirit, no one can run from it. But if you look to Gabriel, he is not Gabriel. And if you reach that point, we can begin to compete with these Muslims so badly. Because Gabriel, responsible to bring the Bible, they differ from Gabriel, who brought the Quran. One understands, another does not understand.
Oh, wow.
I'm not insulting. One understands if you compare them.
We were same.
Wanji,
are we together? Don't get angered, Muslims.
Just
to get saved. That's what is required of you.
Ah, die.
Let's read Galatians. I don't want to broaden this message. Let's read Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
Abagalatia esule soka nolunyiriri olomukaga.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
Newunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwemuti eyabaita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaana n'obulala.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ onto another gospel.
Verse
7.
Si ndala wawula abantu ababateganya abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8.
Naye obanga ffe oba malayika ava mu ggulu bw'ababuulira enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. Yes. You know our Lord Jesus Christ. He was here before Prophet Muhammad. But they had warned us before. Let no one bring another gospel. Though he says an angel come from heaven,
or
call himself an apostle of Christ. If he does that, you curse him. And why not curse Gabriel? Gabriel. We have to curse Jezebel, who called herself Mary in the Catholics. God refuses to worship idols.
When
commands were given Prophet Moses,
reconciled
between God and Prophet Moses was the angel Gabriel.
He
refused to make any idols, graven images. Let me leave that. When we shall come on that side, we shall see the fight of darkness with light.
That's
not of humans. Of darkness with light. Praise Jesus much. As we go back to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 14, he says this. Isaiah chapter 28, verse
13.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. The word of the Lord, what it did,
came
to four and above commands.
Two,
four and above verses. From the Old and the New Testament,
or
books making up the Bible, that they will be captured. They will be broken.
Snared
very well. Come when you are
here,
that you are an angel from heaven. That you are an apostle of God who is in heaven,
or
prophet or pastor,
and
you cannot connect this. You give us one scripture that water is blessed, that handkerchiefs which are blessed. Now the Holy Spirit is what?
It's not
the power give us all we need. Now the blessing is not him. Now you see things, the drama like that. That one who says apostle of God, even the angel knew it. Jesus is faced out things of the pools of water in John chapter
5.
Yes.
Jesus
found a man 30 years on the pool.
He said,
you don't need to follow the pools, turn, walk and go away.
From
that day who came to stir up that water, they get life, he never came back. He knew that has been phased out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where else did you ever see pools working? Like that of your false prophets. We have the well of living waters. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Jesus pierced out of him came blood and water.
In
John chapter 19:34, I would have spoken much on him. We have river of living waters, the Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, verse 37-39. If you believe inside you,
you brought
rivers of living waters, spoke meaning the Holy Spirit, who was to be given us. And can you go back?
You have
jerry cans of all blessed water. And these brethren, the Catholics, what is that you do?
You know,
but you errant.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. They have their water.
I don't know
even born again. Sad. If Muslims. You know me, I'm not against religions. I speak of what they do. Don't you do them? Even Muslims. Water. They have holy water. They have their water. Rukia, something like that. The Holy Spirit is there.
He
flows rivers of living waters. Needs to flow within you.
You are
jerry cans, bottles of waters. The Holy Spirit is an anointing. You are there with your bottles. You pass with them that anointing oil, you have it. Wizardhood mentality is not physical. You have demon attachments of another type. When you discovered demon attachments of the shrines, you invented others. Yes. Water. How dare you trust water is holy for you? If it is holy,
let
go gather the water of the entire village. We shall not come to that which is at your place. Already holy. If it's not contaminated, we feel life is refreshed in us. What else do you need to pray for it? Except to thank you, cause the streams to flow. Let me leave that. We go to the third spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit or the eye of counsel of God.
Yes.
He's
called the spirit of prophecy. He shows us times and seasons of the holy scriptures. We are on the third. The eye or the spirit or the eye of counsel of God. One be called spirit of prophecy.
It's
responsible of times and seasons of the holy scriptures. He can show you things which were, those which are moving on to be fulfilled, even those going to be fulfilled and going to come. Now you cannot come, you're an angel, and you tell me, it is written. Deuteronomy 24. Write a letter to divorce and chase a woman. For every reason you feel. Okay. Thank you. You have forgotten. The seasons of that was phased out. Matthew chapter 19. They said, whoever would chase a woman for any reason, if committed adultery, except for adultery. I don't want to enter in the depth inside. Our priests will handle this.
Will
come to show you. Angels have to end where? The reason they are not more coming. Only angels. We never knew them. We cannot differentiate them from the fallen angels. And we cannot even ask. Everyone see an angel, you just fall lie down. And you're falling off. Lord, anointing.
Don't
you get with a fallen angel? Or a holy angel. As long as you see one with the wings out of the shining. Or any all struck before you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So,
so we have seen the third. We see the eye, the spirit or the eye of counsel of God. The spirit of prophecy. Spirit of times and seasons. Of the holy scriptures. And he can show us things which were. Those which are. Even those going to come. Praise Jesus much. From the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus much. When we read in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, he tells us this. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10.
Nengamba antiraba, toko la vuotyo. Ndimudu muno, ere uomu bagandabu, abali no kutegeza kwa Yesu. Sinza katonda, kubango kutegeza kwa Yesu, gwe moyo gobo nabi.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, you do it not. I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes. You know, when we say the spirit or the eye of curse of God, we call them spirit of prophecy. We mean that all the scriptures are what make up spirit of prophecy. For they are written explaining things which were there, explaining things which are, even those going to be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, I mean what in this? There is no angel of God. A holy angel. Who can come? Does not know in scriptures the things which were. Scriptures they move on to be fulfilled. And they were fulfilled. Does not know those moving on now. Does not know those scriptures going to be fulfilled. And still there's no prophet of God except he's a diviner. A difference between the prophet and the diviner. Have you ever gone to a diviner?
omulaguzi abera na daimoni ezira
ku diviner has demons on him which divinates But a prophet has a spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the scriptures.
That the
things he prophesies on, they don't go beyond scriptures. That's why you've gotten people send you for your knickers and panties.
You've
committed evil acts on you.
Why
are you asking you? The spirit you have
is
not of the castle. God took castle of that when you send me my knickers. Even some that God told me to be healed. I have
to
hold your breasts, pray for you, massage them as I pray.
He
forgets in prophecy of the scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, to him bring our words, all things are laid bare before him.
You
don't need be touched on parts not acceptable. For the hand of one who created you,
it
is not shortened that it cannot save you. At least let his hand touch you. But the pastor tells you to give birth, bring those parts, I touch them, pray for them. You do display them to them.
That
angel of the Lord came down and told me that Jesus has sent him to marry me. I've been espoused to Jesus. Some of you began to have sex intercourse with demons. That you're married to Christ. And we are what? There is a certain foolishness. Moving the church but lacking knowledge is causing it. You have the spirit of prophecy. What is that you tell us? The spirit of prophecy has never gone beyond the Holy Scriptures. That's why
they
say Revelations 19 verse 10 that the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony the scriptures we speak of. Testament of Christ, they are the scriptures. John chapter 5, verse 39.
Says,
all scriptures speak of him. That is his testimony. Let's read there, we see. John chapter 5, verse
39. Muno nyamu vya uandikibwa. Kumanga mwemuro oza, ntimobia mulino bulamu obuta guao.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Yes.
That is the testimony. Scriptures. That's the testimony of Christ. That's the spirit of prophecy. You cannot deceive us. That you have the spirit of counsel of God. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of times and seasons.
You
can reveal things which were, which are, even those going to come.
And
you do not have scriptures.
And
there is no angel.
Neither
one called the servant of God. And they come, they do not know that.
Means
not sit in the council of God's words. And they analyzed, marked them.
Church,
evils have been committed on you.
Because
you do not know what they call prophecy. Many times you follow divination. You call it prophecy. Yet you forget. Acts chapter 16. Verse 16. And
17.
There is a girl who had a demon divinating. Demons have no order.
It's
just as a shrine is. Take off your knicker, bring it here. Praise Jesus much. And many other stubborn things. Let's read Acts, we see.
Ebikola bya batume esule ye 16 n'olunyiriri ole 16.
Acts chapter 16 verse 16.
Awolwatuka bwetwali tugenda wali awasabirwanga. Omuwale yaliko daimoni alagula n'atusanga. Eyafuniranga bakama be ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula.
And it came to pass as we went to the prayer, a certain maiden possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much gain by false saying. Yes. They have demons divinating. They are making money. The gospel that preaches money. So, in this you saw in this. My God.
Now,
when you've been in the shrines out there, they have demons that can divinate even the panty or the nika you've put on, the color. And after, they begin to speak obscenities before you. You have a nika with a hole. What is that now? There's no angel of God.
When servant,
God moving the spirit of prophecy, spirit of counsel of God, who is not gentle. Servant of God sees much, he hears much, speaks a little. People have fallen on demons. Fallen angels come in the congregation and they say that woman, she's going in a spirit to dance for the Lord, and she begins thus.
Yet,
demons are using her. You are there. Dancing for God means to sleep and dancing those funny dances of the bedroom. You see the waist she shakes of the bedroom. You wonder. This we wanted you to understand them. Because angels of God in their seven groups, they stand before the seven eyes of God, with the seven spirits of God, together with their priests who represent them. They cannot appear, and they're going to do things of foolishness. Now, in the spirit or eye of counsel of God, one we call spirit of prophecy, spirit of times and seasons, who can proclaim well things which were, which are moving on now, even those going to come, as the Holy Scriptures are. For in writing, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, he speaks as he says this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
Okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo Katonda kwe yamuwa okulaga abaddu be ebigwanira okubaawo amangu n'abuulirira malayika we ng'amutuma eri omuddu we Yokaana.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and revealed it by his angel unto his servant John. Yes. Revelation of God the Father
that
gave our Lord Jesus Christ,
he
revealed it to his servant John, Apostle John, sending him his angel. The angel what they have given him
has known
things which were, things which are, even those going to come. Now he appears to be in the counsel of God. That's why in the verse 19, he says this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19.
Kale wandika byolabye n'ebiriwo n'ebigenda okubaawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Yes. Right, that you've seen. Those you see. Even those going to come. Now, him, spirit of prophecy. The spirit of counsel of God.
alina okuba ng'asobola okulaga ebintu
ebyoera
kubayita nabbi wakati mu
nsi
ng'akulaga ne bamalayika ab'ebiro
n'ebiseera
Yes, he was
Praise Jesus much.
I think you want to be able to
Must be able that he can tell you
the
things which were there beyond this earth. Right from creation of heavens and earth. Those which are after creation of heavens and earth. Even those going to come after heavens and earth which are passing away moving on to the new heavens and the new earth. Does not end divinated speaking about food. Not. We are totally different between the prophet and the diviner.
Obadde obimanyi
bulungi. Did you know that very well?
Wali ogenze ko ne bakulagula.
Have you ever called divinity on you? Let me see your hands. Fear not. You have had an experience of divination upon you.
Oba mu kanisa y'abalaguzi.
In the church of the diviners. Yes.
Mwali muyingidde musabo.
You had entered in a shrine.
Musabo nga waliyo daimoni
ezira kula. In the shrines and their demons divinating.
Tewaliyo mwoyo
okuteesa kwa Katonda. No spirit of counsel of God.
Omwoyo w'obunabbi.
The spirit of prophecy.
Omwoyo amanyi obulungi. Ebiro n'ebiseera ebya buli kintu.
Who knows well times and seasons of everything.
Ng'asobola okulaga mu byaliwo.
And he can show you things which were.
Biliwo.
Which are.
N'ebyo bigenda
okujja. Even those going to come.
Kubanga nga Oyeye itana
for one who call himself prophet.
Ngacha kugamba ntindabo ugenda
mugu.
Ndabo ugenda mu
America. I see you travel to America.
Usuka nunga soko
lileko. You wait.
Njagala nyo tuka
mugu. I want so much to reach in heaven.
Olaba antu use wa murugendo
ugenda mugu. In the journey to heading to heavens where have I reached?
You ask. Era chichechi nemesha.
What is failing me? That you see.
Shoka tuleke byo ugenda mu America.
Let's first leave things of traveling abroad to America.
Bana abarugo mu America bagenda.
Even wizards they travel to America. But this heaven
so kompe kubuna
bimani must give me of prophecy I know my stand
ubachi nanga sacho kuliyes
for what profit me the entire world
nanga mbuzo moyo
gwa it's forfeiting my soul
tuvula cheunyisa
so surprising
ena neunya nyo
I wonder so much
abantu bempulira basinka nyiku
people
ba malaika ba
amuka I hear that they meet angels of God
no sikalanga totegera
and you remain you do not understand like that No one can see God. Neither an angel of God, the Holy Angel, and they remain the way they are. Before it was even a terror to see the angel of God, you say you're going to die for your sins.
But
the blood of Jesus covered for us there.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So,
so Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, he says this. Ecclesiastes chapter
3,
verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Yes. Everything it has its time and every word it has its seasons. Now it's very bad upon which you see a person has no spirit or the eye of counsel of God and they cannot see in things which were which are even those going to come. And you see them and you spot them you say yes. These ones have demons divinating. They see food of this world. Eating, drinking.
Drive
cars get destroyed. But God shows you in the things which were. You sinned in Adam. In those which are, Christ came to die for you. You need to get saved. In those going to come, you need to inherit eternal life. Now in that issue, first seek for my kingdom and my righteousness.
This
you need, I will add them to you. Because you need them. You need cars, houses, and many others. But, when we look at things which were, we sinned in Adam. We died. We lost the heavenly body.
this
flesh and blood we are in never inherit heavens. In those which are, he sent his son to die for you and to raise you up.
Require
you to believe him, to be baptized with him, to be buried him in the baptism, and you raise up, and you give a heavenly body. In things to come, you work out your salvation, inherit the new heavens and the new earth. This you need, he adds them.
You
find someone is a prophet, doesn't know
what
he says. I see you travel to nations. You move. Bring your seed of traveling nations. Those are things you are into. That you are in God. Yet you are in a shrine. You know they are children of God.
Found
themselves there in synagogues of Satan. Speaks of them, Revelations 2, verse 9 and 14. You will read them. Revelations chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 14.
And appearing
in the synagogues of Satan, they are in divination. Them to their errand with tongues. They
said,
let me go to the pastor to pray for me. Let me go, pastor. Speak about, divinate about me, my life. Look into me. He looks into me, my life. If you can look into your life,
he has given
you destiny of your spirit.
Wow.
Yes. Sure, I see you heading on to hell. But to see a divine, I will tell you that. Where do you find him even? When claims to speak a right thing, he adds on a wrong one. Like Satan transformed himself as angel of light and a preacher of righteousness. You see what he speaks next. There is darkness in it of ignorance. Let's go to the fourth spirit. The spirit or the eye of the might of God. This one is responsible over power in the word. And without the word of God, all the scriptures, they are never appear his holy power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit or the eye of the might of God. Responsible over the power in the word of God. And without the word of God, it never manifests that power. But where the word of God is,
it
manifests the power which uproots everything God never planted, and which tear down everything God never built. There is no angel who never knows that.
For
they too are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God. There is no angel
who
power and power in you to fall down.
And
no power in the word, and the word is weak in the ministry, that the angel has come down. He beats that down and we roll on the floors. That the spirit has come and we roll on the floors. We fall to the chest. We go back home.
You
have not given us the power in the word.
Can't
even know scriptures.
Don't
power preach them to others. He comes just beat us down. If you find confusion,
you say, never mind.
Malaika come up. And people are falling. Scratching themselves. You wonder. Why come with nails like of Satan
just
crush the congregation? What is wrong with him?
Hehehehe
There are things you have to know. But the moment you are going to, in the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things, thousands of angels are coming down as we speak of now. Holy angels, yes, they come in the midst of the world. They know right there are also fallen angels. Those on our side, we have to know all secrets concern them. They will visit dreams and visions and ask them questions that they wish appear physically, but they have to appear as we ask them. We don't tremble even. We are like the judge Joshua. He saw him, he told him, you are of whose side? Now you have been there, you have a fear which is not right. When you see a light flash, you don't mind to analyze anything. You tremble as long as you see wings waving before you. Or a light. You tremble fear. Though you wave yourself, though you shine to which extent, I say you calm down. Calm down in the presence of the Lord. If you come in the presence of the Lord, me too, I will ask you. For God says, concerning his descent, even once of his hands, we ask him. Now you said, who are you? I don't ask a question. If he brings his lights that he shines much, he displays them. I tell him, you come down. Even the throne of God, out of it comes light. But after he displays it away and we see him, you come down. Don't rush. Another, God said we seek for him. When we see him, we analyze, search him much. You sit down and you have to search, analyze you much. You tell me what? Me, all I see in the Bible, angel appear to them. I have not seen them beating them down as they yell. They even have codes they speak through. Peace be unto you. You the beloved. Understand you highly beloved. They have once they calm you down. But the angel comes. The nails begin to scratch. The spirit of the Lord is moving. What you say? David never cuts nails from himself. And the scratches get spread to the church. There are things you need to move on to know. Now this fourth spirit, the spirit or the eye of the mighty of God, the power in the word of God, it never manifests where there is no word of God. When manifest, he uproots whatever he never planted. Everything he never built. He ever established the word of God. Praise Jesus much. Now angels, them who mighty ones, but they don't go beyond the word. It's impossible. Psalms 103 verse 20.
Zaburi ya suri ya chikumi mwisato, nolu njiriri uruwa makumi ya
biri. Psalms 103, verse 20.
Mumueba ze mokama, mweba malayikabe. Mwabazi raba amanyi, abatu ukirize chigamboche. Ngamuri ya doboziri ya chigamboche.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Yes.
Baziraba amanyi.
These almighty ones.
They
are given the spirit of might to fulfill the word of God.
Spread the word of God. That's why in Acts chapter 4, upon when they came, the Holy Spirit, they were given power, preach the word with boldness. Then they followed with miracles, healings, resurrections. Cannot tell me you have the power of the Holy Spirit and the word is so weak there, you are throwing people down that you travel to America, yet the word is so weak.
The
Spirit Almighty, anytime you manifest,
empowers
you to preach the word of God.
For
miracles, they are food to children. After you become children, for hearing the word, miracles have to follow. Because you don't read well the Bible. Miracles were made from all in the Old Testament. People were not first beaten now to be rolled on the floors. If you're a woman, you go back, your clothing is torn.
And
the husband say, what you've been in, which kind of fight? There are people trying to rape you on the road. That's been the Holy Spirit has come down. You want this? Oh, demons, we are being losing you. For this, demons are losing your life and being filled with the Holy Spirit. These are different. Some of you, they send demons within you. You think the Spirit is moving. And the one on the pulpit tells you openly,
the Holy Ghost is moving.
I wonder whether they sought it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ennya.
Acts chapter 4 verse 24.
Nabo bwe baawulira ne bayimusa eddoboozi lyabwe n'omwoyo gumu eri Katonda. Ne bagamba nti Mukama gwe yakola eggulu n'ensi n'ennyanja n'ebirimu byonna.
And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Verse 25.
Goya yogerera kubomoyo mutukuvu mukamaka jjajja fe Daudi omulenzi wonti abamawanga kikechebesazizza akajegere nabebika balowozeze bitalimu.
Who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the nations rage and the people imagine vain things?
Abiri mukaga.
Verse 26.
Bakabaka bensi basimbe nyiriri n'abakulu bakunganira wamu ku Mukama ne ku Kristo we.
The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
Verse 27. Kubanga mazima bakunganira mu kibuga muno ku mulenzi wo omutukuvu Yesu gwe wafukako amafuta Kerode ne Pontio Pilato wamu n'abamawanga n'ebika bya Isirayiri.
For of a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, we are gathered together.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read from verse 31 up to
33.
Acts chapter 4, verse 31.
Bwebamala okusaba, mu kifo we bakunganira, ne wakankana. Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo mutukuvu ne boogera ekigambo kya Katonda n'obuvumu.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Yes,
omanyi omwoyo omutukuvu
wamaanyi, the Holy Spirit of might.
Asoka kuba wamaanyi kwogera ekigambo kya Katonda,
empowerment to speak the word of God. When you see, they say,
I see the Holy Ghost is moving.
Mom took over the tambour.
Wow!
And you begin to yell.
Yeah, yeah!
Scratching.
And
you break the chairs. Why waste that power just beating down? Empower you. Keep the word of God and preach it. And you come back tomorrow, you are still empty. Yet you fell down, you rolled on the dust, you knocked walls, the Spirit of might moved. You.
Are
we together?
In
the world, there are demons there. Now they entered the church, which is now. They've appeared as the Holy Spirit. For you do not know him. They've appeared as angels of
God.
You don't know holy angels. But where the spirit is, the power is the spirit of might. The angels, when we saw them,
in Psalms
103, verse 20, these are mighty ones in the spirit of might.
And
have to fulfill the word of God, hearing its voice. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, after they prayed, they were shaken and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God boldly
before they fought
to work miracles.
What
which you see the Holy Spirit is the one moving now. The word of God, the scriptures, they come
out,
they are preached and they are explained, and those who speak have much power.
The word
deliver you before you prayed for. But upon which you see, you are in the shrines,
it
just brings out
the
calabash. Shakes it like demons begin to come. You've not spoken the word of God. You've not gotten explained.
And
spirit comes instead of
a
power and
just
get the word of God. Where is peace in the Ephesians? He empowers
you
to comprehend the breadth and the length of God. You see him. And you say now, is that the holiness they read in the church?
Or
this is the ghost they speak about. You, there where you were, what was the?
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. Are we together? There, out there. What was there? Let's finish the Acts.
Ebikola bya batume esura eyokuna n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu olumu.
Acts chapter 4 verse 31.
Bwe baamala okusaba mu kifo we bakuŋŋaanira ne wakankana bonna ne bajjula omwoyo mutukuvu ne boogera ekigambo kya Katonda n'obuvumu.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Verse
42.
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. Acts chapter
4,
verse
33.
And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Yes, they did many great things. Power increased as they preached the word, and the miracles increased. That's why in the first Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4, let's read the verse 4 to 5. Their speech was not in the enticing words, I see the finger of God. But if
we
wanted to touch you, we would have sowed the seeds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are thieves. They have words, they entice you.
And
they are not in the power in the words. Let's read, we see.
1
Corinthians chapter
2
verse
4. N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambo eby'amagezi ebisenda senda tebyabanga bigambo by'amagezi ebisendasenda ebiri magezi ag'obuntu wabula mukwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom but in demonstration of the spirit and of power.
Manyi waliwo enjawulo wakati w'ebigambo ebisendasenda.
Difference between enticing words
n'ebigambo ebijjudde omwoyo w'amaanyi.
What filled the spirit of might.
Nga bisumulula amagezi n'okutegeera.
They lose your mind and understanding.
Nga bikuwonya nga
tokuwatiddwako. And they heal you when you've not been touched.
Nga bikuambaza amaanyi.
And they clothe you with power just hearing them.
Buli ekibadde kikulumba
nga kikyayinza. Attacked you and it can no more attack.
Nga butuzi mu
service. Yet you just sat in the service.
Tuvula Bible yega.
That's why Bible says.
Abatume baabuuliranga.
Apostles preached.
Eringa abantu bawonyezebwa.
People were being healed at the same time.
Naye kati nemfo kasinga kukuonya.
Focus on healing. They never get healed still.
Naye nga nkomekereze ekigambo ekyo.
As I conclude that word.
Obwakabaka bwakatonda tekuli mbigambo.
Kingdom of God is not in words.
Naye mumanyi.
But in power.
Usina kubakolisa ekisoke sura ya kunuru.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20.
Erate byogera bwogerwa anti bigambo biberaho
nga bikora makulu. Just spoken that they are mere words, they are not making meaning.
Bilino moyo wa amani.
They have the spirit of might.
Ba malaika ba amani.
The angels, the mighty ones.
Ina ba malaika ukuimira wansome ujino umusamu.
Angels to stand under the seven spirits.
Masuga katuno umusamu.
The seven eyes of God.
Aino kubanga ba manyi burunji.
They must know very well.
Ukutambuli ya miyujino umusamu.
To move through the seven spirits.
Katusome tulile.
Let's read we hear.
Abakolinse chisoka esule yokona nolu njiriri ora makumi ya bili.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20.
Kubango wakabaka wakatonda tebulimo bigambo. Wabula mumanyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Yes.
Sibigambo bugambo.
These are not mere words.
Kadate.
Yet again.
Waliyo bosingana.
There are those you find.
Ngabefuda abali mukigambo.
And they claim to be in the words.
Kugambe ngaba seven
seeds. Let's say like the Adventists.
Banafa baya kuwa.
Those of the Jehovah Witness.
Waliwo abose abali tadde
saints. Yeah, those of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Hey.
Yes.
Abalinga nenga bigambo bili out bili na manyi.
They
kusumulula.
They cannot lose you.
Osingana nga abali mosaba nga jebat.
As if they're in the shrines.
Nenga bakwotinga kwotinga byandi.
Kwote bili mu manyi
wa.
They have no power.
Bali bikulidwa
bitegera. They don't understand them.
Mseveni sido musingana.
You find an Adventist.
Nga yenali kemizi.
And they all have demons.
Nenga kwotinga byawandi.
Yet they quote scriptures.
Ngatabi bikulidwa.
They are not revealed of them.
Kubanga omoyo okumanya.
Because the spirit of knowledge.
Moyo omusana gwechigamba.
Spirit of light of the word.
Abikulabyo na.
Who reveals all. Is not with them.
Katulabo omoyo ono okutana.
Let's see this fifth spirit.
Omoyo obeliso eryo kumanya kwa Katonda.
The spirit or the eye of knowledge of God. Yes.
Gari malaika bwajanga na ita inakuma.
If you come that has no knowledge, he can surprise us in it.
Usoka ronga wan.
You say
watu koti ya mukuru.
How dare you reach in heaven? First of all.
Omoyo oberi serio kumanya kwa Katonda.
The spirit or the eye of knowledge of God.
Avunanyizwa kumusana ogwo kumanya ogwita mchigambo cha Katonda.
Possible of light of knowledge which pass through the word of God.
Okubikura ebyama bya Katonda byonna.
To reveal all secrets of God.
Nebyakisibwa ebyenkoza Satan.
Even the hidden things of the schemes of Satan. Yes.
Avunanyizwa kumusana ogwo kumanya ogwita mukigambo kya Katonda.
Responsible of light of knowledge which pass through the word of God.
Kubikula ebyama bya Katonda.
To reveal the secrets of God.
Kubikula ebyama byonna bya Katonda.
Reveal all secrets of God.
Awamu nebikisibwa ebyenkoza Satan.
Even the hidden things of the secrets of the schemes of Satan. Yes.
Bwabanga alemereddwa ekyo.
If he has failed that. Not.
Era tiliyo malaika atali wa musana.
No angel who is not of light.
Ni wali wa befura no tegera.
Transform themselves and understand that no. This is Satan.
Ye fude bwefu.
Transformed himself.
Kwa musana go kumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Ajanti ayaka ayaka.
Just shining around the light. Shining. Display light.
Okay no.
kakana tuogere ku musano
ogutufu. Calm down, we speak of the rightful light of knowledge. Passing through the word of God.
Tomandalirako.
Do not play your drama before me. Yes. How was the John of heaven 7 years? I met fallen angels. I met the holy angels. And I can differentiate them. That's why I pray God strengthen me you in all knowledge that you can discern them.
Amen.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
The
angels transform Satan. In the Corinthians,
2
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14
and the verse
15, it says this.
2 Corinthians chapter 11
verse
14. So si kya magero, kubanga ne Satani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Kale si kitalo era n'abaweereza be bwe befananya nga abaweereza b'obutuukirivu. Enkomerero yaabwe eribeera ng'ebikolwa byabwe.
Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yes. Satan transform himself as angel of light. His fallen angels like that and appear as preachers of righteousness. But when they call angel of light, the real one is not just transformed himself as the light of knowledge passing through the word of God. As the light in this vessel of clay, the vessel of the heavenly body, just as we have it in this vessel. If our vessels of clay, they put knowledge in there, how much of angels?
Oh, man.
Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse
6
and
7.
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza.
Let's come from verse
4.
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
Katonda we mirembe jino beyaziba amaso ga magezi gawe abatakiriza omusano ogwenjiri eye kitibwa eya Kristo oyoche kifana nkya Katonda gulemengo okubakira.
In whom the god of this age has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yes. You know what they call a gospel? It has to bring light. Light which brings knowledge. Light which brings revelation. Praise Jesus much. Let's move on.
Second
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
Kubanga tetwebulira feka wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye mukama waffe naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu.
For we preach not ourselves but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Yayaka mitima jafe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya kitibwa kya Katonda mu maso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yes.
Omusana ogwo kumanya,
light of knowledge,
gakuita mu kigambo kya Katonda,
passing through the word of God.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much.
Kati malaika gwe bayita ndi malaika dada wa musana.
An angel really called the angel of light.
Shikuwa kaya kana kuno.
Not displaying light. Not sunshine. That to Satan can transform himself. But we need the light that in the word, which reveals the secrets of God,
even
the hidden things of the schemes of Satan.
In
the Psalms 119, you will write it down. Psalms 119:105 He said, the word of God is a lamp
and
a light which enlightens us in the way we have to go. Now the angel of light
is
a holy angel.
He
doesn't just shine around.
He
has the light of knowledge. And it can lighten to nations and fill entire heavens with its goodness and reveals the schemes of Satan. I've not been able to give you much in the midst there, but you can seek of messages we're speaking of the seven spirits of God. They are available and we are studied by only that. We've studied fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, even their works. There you can get the details. Let us see the sixth spirit. The spirit or eye of fear of the Lord. The spirit or eye of fear of the Lord. Which is responsible on the fear of God to hate evil and to help many depart from evil. After hearing and believing and putting in action the word of God as his commandments are. The spirit or eye of fear of the Lord. Responsible on the fear of God to hate evil and to help many depart from evil. After hearing, believing, and putting in action the word of God as his commands are. For when he speaks in the Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, he speaks like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
Ekigambo ekyo we kikoma wano. Byonna biwuliddwa. Otyanga Katonda, okwatanga ebiragiro bye. Kubanga ekyo bye byonna ebigwanira omuntu.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Praise Jesus,
Amen.
Man. All things, they end there. You fear God, it is to keep his commands.
Well,
it's the duty ought for man to do. A person cannot say, an angel come from heaven, not been able to move in the spirit of fear of God. To keep in these commands, the laws and the judgments, to hate evil, to hear his words, to put it in action, to live evil ways, even evil acts. For in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 22, he says like this.
Jeremiah esule ya biri mwesato nolu nyiriri olabiri mwebiri.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22.
Ne singa batu ula mkutesa kwange. Kale bandi uliza bantu bange bigambo byange. Era bandi bachusiza okuleke kuburi ya webi. Nobubi obwebi kuru wabi ya abwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. If we sit in the counsel of God's words,
we cause
you to hear his words, you understand them, you leave your evil ways and evil acts. For the fear of God remains to hate evil. There is no only angel of God who does not know it.
For
they bring you which form of revelation and you
want
to bow to them. He said, not, I am your fellow servant. Worship God. Just the minister, you want that they bow to you, worship, they kiss your toys. Not. Proverbs 8:13.
ngeresule yo munana no linyiriri ole 13
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13
ti okutya mukama kwekuchawa obubi amalala nesukuti nekube bi nakamwaka bambavu byenchawa.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate. Yes.
Omanyika stawa jamaraika.
You know if there come an angel.
Omuereza wa agama ndimuereza wa
mukama. One says a servant of God.
No no nyo moyo kutya mukama.
And you look for spirit of fear of God in him.
Nokuchawe
to hate evil.
Amalala.
Pride. Man.
No laba maso
paite. Feed this arrogance. Amen.
Esukuti lyoka.
All the pride and arrogance.
Akabamba.
The perverse mouth.
Ayaya.
My God.
Ogamba,
and he said not.
Mwaba maraika.
If he's an angel, not.
Chua,
this God of God is a fallen angel.
Mwaba tafayo kuyamba manji kuva mu chibi.
Does not mind help men and depart from evil. For me, I wonder.
Ogamba, mwaba maraika, bada bikira abantu.
Angels appear to people.
Na ye.
But
bada bikira.
Those they appear to. Don't see them how they change.
Ndaba beyongera mubi.
I see them moving deeper in evils.
Atete bayinza nakuyamba balala kuba muchimi.
They cannot help others depart from evil.
Kuba tusobola kubanga osinga nyomwe malaika wa mukama.
You cannot dare reach to meet a real angel of God.
Naata kuyegiriza kuchawa chimi.
It never teach you how to hate evil.
Ero muereza wakatondo wa mazima.
A true servant of God.
Atambula bwat.
Moves like that.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Mungeri endala.
In another way.
But soma mu mungeri sura 10 mukago ro mukago.
When read Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6.
Mundi enna oba malaika wa mukama.
Any person with the angel of God.
Bwabanga adala atambule wanswe mi omusamba.
If he did move under seven spirits of God.
Ari ayamba abanjo kuva
muchi. He helps men depart from evil.
What iko kuba enkola zo bwaka tona za teka.
There has to be ways of God he puts in place.
Ari tuyamba kuva muchi.
And he help us depart from evil.
Ari soma tulabi.
Let's read we see.
Ngere sura ye 10 omukaga no lunyiriri olwo omukaga.
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6.
Okusasira namazima bye birongosa obutali butukirivu. Era okutya mukama kwe kujja abantu mu bubi.
By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. Yes.
Kakati bureba tebafayo ku mimi.
If you don't mind miscuts
obwono onyibwe mutambulira
mu every immorality you move by.
Omanya.
And you know
baba kugamba nti yali arabye ku Katonda.
If they say they have ever seen God,
malaika wa mukama,
with an angel of God,
Aliba.
They are lying.
Baba kale yali amurabye ko.
If they have ever seen
it, ekitegeza hii yagwa
means they fail.
Baba tasubula kulabisa kutya mukama.
Cannot manifest fear of God.
Kucha which
to hate evil.
Okuyamba abanje okuva
mu hell bend depart from evil.
Oluvanyima lw'okuulira.
After hearing.
Nokuteeka mu nkola.
Putting in action.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Ngebiragiro biwebi.
As his commands are.
Nga nkomekereza.
As I conclude.
Tulaba omwoyo w'omusanvu.
We see the seventh spirit.
Omwoyo w'omusanvu.
The seventh spirit.
Omwoyo wa omwoyo obeliso eliya mukama. Katonda.
The spirit or the eye of the Lord God. Yes.
Omoyo oberiso eriya mukama Katonda.
The spirit or the eye of the Lord God. Yes.
Afuna nyizibwa kukunumiza Katonda kitafu.
Responsible to glorify God the Father.
Wamu ne Katonda chigamu.
Together with God the Word.
Watumanyingo mwana Yesu.
We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Era teri malaika.
And there is no angel.
Atachimanyingo.
Who does not know that in the holy angels.
Katonda ikaya.
That God alone is one to be glorified. God is the one who is worshipped.
Era ngojo tyambo oli muweleza
kuye kwa hizi wa. Minister, you are his worship. What?
Asinzibwa na nyini kusinzibwa.
His worship?
Teri malaika inza nakucheje chatandika.
Each can call himself that. How can he start? My God.
His majesty.
His majesty?
Tichisubuka.
It's impossible.
Atandika.
How can he start?
Teri malaika.
There's no angel who does not know.
Ngatambulira wansi.
As
we meyo era masuga katundu musa.
Move under the spirits and the seven eyes of God.
Wange binja abiri musamba na masuga.
As seven they move before these eyes.
Atamanyi
who does not know
okutambulya moyo wa mukama
move the spirit of the Lord
okulemirawo moyo wa mukama
led by the spirit of the Lord
kitegeza katonda kitaffe
means God the Father,
ne katonda kigambo
even God the Word, know as the Son Jesus Christ,
yagulumizibwa
one who is glorified,
kuba ne katonda omoyo nyinyi kino yakiteekawo naganzi obate mungu
lutamu mumanyi Spirit put that if you don't glorify me it's up to you. He gave up and left that.
Mungulumize mwe na yenze babuli
glorify him, but I've told you
moyo wa mukama
Spirit of the Lord.
Chuvuraba,
that is why you say
muyokane sure na ya Yohana 10 na mukaga
in the John chapter 16
orunye yeri orwe 12
verses 12.
Okay, katusome okuva kulwa 14 na 15.
Let's read verse 14 and 15.
Yohana sure ya 10 na mukaga no runyiriri orwe 14.
John chapter 16 verse 14.
Oya nangulumiza nganze kubanga anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmoyi.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Onyere 15.
Verse 15.
Byenabyo nakitange byali nabyo byebyange. Chemvude ngamba anti anatolanga kubyange nabulira mmoyi.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Mm.
Yes.
Oja jisumoji ve kulwe
15. You will read it from the verse 12 up to verse 15.
Na iyo moyo.
But the Spirit
atola kubya Yesu.
Yes, from that of Jesus.
Wange bya Yesu bya kitafu.
What is of Jesus is of the Father.
Era ye.
And him.
Abira okugulumiza. Kugulumiza kitafu.
There to glorify the Father.
Ne chigambo che.
And his words. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
So temubera mu bya kwegulumiza.
Nothing like glorifying, lifting up yourself.
Era tuli malaika.
It's no angel.
Umuweleza wakatondo wa mazima.
Servant of God who is of truth.
Ajana and ko kutwale bi ebitibo.
Come to take over all those honors to himself.
Oshimaye senior pastor.
That senior pastor.
Kakati ate Yesu.
Now Jesus will be what?
Yesu yabazi.
Praise Jesus.
Prophet one.
Prophet one.
Major prophet.
Major prophet.
Panag.
My God.
Omanyi mubakolise ekyo kubire sure yokona.
You know in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Odunyoro okutano.
Verse 5.
Agamba what?
He says this.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yokuna nolunyiriri olokutano.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
Kubanga tetwebulira feka wabula Kristo Yesu ngaye mukama waffe naffe nga tuli badduba mmwe kulwa Yesu.
For we preach not ourselves but Christ Jesus the Lord and ourselves your servants for Jesus is sick. Yes.
Teri godo mwendeza wa mukama.
The servant of God.
I know kutwara ichitibo chaka.
Take the honor of God.
Momoyo mutukufu mujuvubwe.
In the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Emiyo musambwe chaka.
The seven spirits of God.
Era tuli malaika asobola kukirize.
No angel can accept that.
Ina nenda ba.
I go see. Servants of God.
Abantu bafiri.
People come. They lie down.
Bakombie
ngato. They kiss their toes and shoes.
Bana.
How you wonder?
Na ye mukubikuri besure ya bimwe bibi.
But in Revelation chapter 22.
Orunyiri oruo 8 oruo 9.
Verses 8 and 9.
Mareka Gabriel yagamba Yohana.
Angel Gabriel told Apostle John.
Ona itomvuna mira.
Do not bow knee to me. Worship God.
Kurumiza Katonda
yitafwe. For God is our Father.
Ne chigambo chimukama fu Yesu.
What about Lord Jesus and this Holy Spirit?
Na yoshingana.
But you find.
What do abashinza ba malaika
aba. Those who worship fallen angels.
Anna kadusometu labe.
Let's read, we see
okubikurirwe sure ya 22 no runyiriri oro 8.
Revelation chapter 22 verse 8.
Nange Yokana nze nawulira nenda babino bwe nawulira nenda ba nevunamo kusinza masoge bigere bya malaika ndaga bino.
And I John saw these things and heard them, and when I heard that and seen, I fell down before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Verse 9.
Nangamba ntiraba tokola bwotyo ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda bo bannabbi n'abo abakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino sinza Katonda.
Then he said unto me, see you do it not, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets and of them who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Yes.
Teri malaika
mukufu. No holy angel.
Ngatambulira mujuvo moyo
munthu. Moving in fullness of Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. The seven eyes of God.
Ngatamanyinti mu moyo wa mukama.
And he does not know in the spirit of the Lord. The seven.
Watusinzira okugulumiza Katonda.
Where we best to glorify God.
And we do not glorify ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. All things you have to know them on these holy angels.
Most,
this time we started the department of the holy angels in the holy church of God on the earth. They have to come. They put their seven teaching priests to be able to present them in physical. And they can keep commanding them to manifest. But in manifesting, we had to have ability which differentiates between the holy angels, those of the living God, even the fallen angels, angels of Satan, who were cast from heaven, and they come attack the world filled with rage. Find those key commands of God and the testimony of Jesus. So we thank God who teach us to profit.
So tomorrow
we shall list seven groups of angels.
No,
even their codes. We shall know the seven groups of angels with their codes. Where there's a group of angel Michael with their codes, that fears
you
has the seven stars moving in the midst of seven lampstands. Yes, that is their code. When he reach, you ask him, what is your code?
Come
from the group of angel Michael. When he speaks it, you tell him, what are the seven stars? And the seven lamps, what are they? Explain one by one.
And
priests representing,
he
must be knowing them, and we to know them. We can welcome them as we just speak their codes.
No,
words of the wizards, the thieves, they have tongues they have been using.
Ramasutaya.
Yet they are demons is calling in that code.
They
are yelling.
Yeah.
Yes. But we have holy codes.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now tomorrow,
you come
very early. You need to know them in haste.
Angels who are
faced with dreams of visions, whether physically, you come from which group?
I
come from a group of angel Michael. What is your work? Fighting wars. What is your court?
That faced
one hold the seven stars in his right hand.
And
the seven lampstands. What are the seven stars? What are the seven lamps? If
he
cannot explain them, he does not know the seven and even the six. Yes.
He
first explained one.
Which
opened up the seven spirits of God. Then begins
double portion,
multiply double portion, triple, up to the seventh portion. If he does not know him. Even priests have to know them, for they have to call for us Holy Spirit to reach the seventh portion. Are we together? Yes. We know the second group of the angels Gabriel, the messengers of the word of God. And their code, it says what?
What do you get?
That is, you are the double-edged sword. What is the sword? That the panga, you. Forget Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The word of God is the double-edged sword. May God bless you. Let's praise and worship Him, that we can get back to our resting places.